the Medrash says in the sixth parsha that Yosef Mishalo Nitnulo. That the Medrash goes through the whole flow and says that Kara gave him the Tabas, the Pib Shalom Noshak Bavera, and Vapicha Yishak Kolami, Kufoy Shalom Noga Bavera, Vayebe Shosebi de Sheish, Tzavora Shalom Hirchen Lavera, Vayosam Rezit Zahav al Tzavora, Yodav Shalom Mishmushu Bavera, Vayosam Melat Estapotem, Yodav Yid Noitenus Ayad Yosef, Raglob Shalom Posse Bavera, Yesum Yutun al Kufin,
So each thing that Yosef was zeichet to corresponds to the self-control that he had with Eishes Potiphar. He did not let himself get involved with Eishes Potiphar in any way, shape, or form, not touching, not moving towards her, not even thinking about her, etc. And the scar which he received corresponds to that. That's the Medrash. So Asemis has an interesting insight. He says the truth is a fascinating thing. Even if a person does a mitzvah asay, you can't say it totally belongs to the person, because even by mitzvah asay, you can want to do the mitzvah asay. Whether you're able to accomplish something and do something, it's up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chabad Lubavitch says that Yesod, that to do a mitzvah asay, that's not up to a person. The person only gets a schar, but Batsim and Shemaim only gets a schar for the Ratzon. The Vilna Gaon says that the Bershom gives a person, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, the Bershom is a Bal Chesed, he gives the person according to his actions. He says, well, that's a big Bal Chesed. I worked, I deserve to get paid. He says, yeah, but everything which you worked with, everything you did, was only because Kadosh Baruch Hu decided he wants to give you the karach to do that and to express it, so you didn't really do too much of your own. But that's being true when it comes to Mitzvah Saseh. When it comes to Mitzvah Lo Saseh, the decision to refrain. The Bershom can't make you do an Avera. So the Bershom said, listen, I know what you want to do, but I'll make you do Avera anyway. The Bershom said, listen, I know you want to do Mitzvah Seh, I'm not going to give you the Kayach. The person will be sick. Even if he uses the arm, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him the arm, which has the Kayach to do it. It doesn't have to happen. But to refrain, very few scenarios where the person will say that the refraining was really that it was a Kadosh Baruch Hu who did it for him. The person decided to refrain and he was able to control himself. So the person doesn't do an Aveira generally. The Mor says that's not, he doesn't get a scar for that because he wasn't in the situation, but a person was in the situation and he controls himself. So that is mamash an act which is called kuloi, belongs to the person. So the Sfasema says, even though there's a concept of Schar Mitzvah Bahayal Meleka, and that the person can't get paid for what he's doing in this world, but something which belongs to him, you can't, as it were, take away from him. This is called Kulay, the person created the reality. So the payment that Bershom is giving him, that therefore his peeve is a peeve which will be used in an extraordinary way. And all of the different parts of his body was going to use in extraordinary ways because he created that reality of his body, that his body should be a place of Kedusha, etc. So that's called Kulay, the person's kayak to do. A fascinating thought of the importance of the importance of a person understanding when he has an elus hasay in front of him, he has challenges in front of him of self-control, of working on himself, of those things. That's in many ways the greatest expression of who the person is, even greater than the mitzvahs hasay that a person does, is the elus hasay which he's careful about when the challenges come and the opportunities of doing something improper happen, and he doesn't do that. Have a good day.